This goes to Miss Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, fax 989-817-4602, regarding Joyce Hettinger, H-A-T like Tom, I-N-G-E-R, date of birth 12-16 of 1930. Dear Jennifer, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Hettinger with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was May 2nd of 2023. She did have a cardioversion done last Friday, and so far has stayed in rhythm. Her biggest complaint today is that she has chronic suprapubic abdominal pain, and that feels worse when her bladder is full. After she's emptied her bladder, all the discomfort goes away. She did see a urologist that came from Lansing in the Mount Pleasant area. Although he has left the area, he never did a cystoscopy or actually much further investigation about the possible causes of the pain. It is very atypical of urinary tract infection. However, it does demand further investigation that the pain is chronic and constant. Almost every day, she reports. We do have a good urologist in the area, Dr. L-I-U, Dr. Liu. And even though he takes some time for an appointment, that would be an excellent referral if you agree. And she denies any current chest pain, no palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, and no edema or claudication currently. Medications, I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily, spironolactone, 25 milligram daily. Sotalol is 80 milligram twice a day. She's on basaglar insulin, 14 units daily at bedtime. Gabapentin is 400 milligram at bedtime. Hydralazine, 10 milligram, two tablets twice a day. Trulicity, 0.75 milligram once weekly. And lisinopril, 20 milligram once daily. Physical exam, weight is 136 pounds. Pulse is 71. Blood pressure, left arm setting, large adult cuff is 140 over 70. Her neck, there is no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart rate is currently regular, apical rate 70 without any skips, beats, or early or late beats. No signs of atrial fibrillation today. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no ascites, and she has edema 3+ in bilateral lower extremities. Her weight is unchanged from previous visit. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 22nd, 2024. Creatinine is 1.0, estimated GFR 53, albumin 4.1, calcium 95, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus is 3.9, hemoglobin 11.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no signs of uremia, no pericarditis, no volume overload. 2, diabetic nephropathy. 3, hypertension, currently near to goal. Chronic paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, currently normal sinus rhythm after the cardioversion last week. And 5, chronic suprapubic abdominal pain, possibly urinary in etiology, but I would recommend a referral to Dr. Liu, L-I-U, even if it takes several months to get in. And she just finished an antibiotic, ciprofloxacin, for urinary tract infection. I think it also would be a good idea to check her urine and make sure that's clear if she did have a UTI. But yes, she needs further evaluation. Possibly a cystoscopy should be done, at least to rule out structural problems inside the bladder. And the patient will continue to have labs for us every 3 months, and then she should have a follow-up visit with us in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.